You know that meme, that little dog in the hat sipping his tea while the whole room is literally melting into flames, and he's just saying, "This is fine. I'm fine." This was not only a meme, this was my entire brand for a long time. I was the I'm fine girl. I thought it made me appear chill. You know, that low maintenance, breezy friend who never creates a ripple. I used those words like a shield. I would sit at tables of people with a point of view that I didn't agree with, but didn't want to rock the boat with friends, so I stayed quiet. And if my face showed too much of what I was thinking in my disagreement, it would be followed up with questions. But I'd simply reply with, "I'm fine. Seriously, it's okay. I'm fine." I thought I was being graceful. I thought I was protecting myself from losing a friend, or even protecting other people from the inconvenience of my inner world. But let's be real. People aren't dumb. They can feel the friction. I wasn't being breezy. I was being a wall. I was sipping my tea while my internal peace was just burning. All because I was terrified of my real feelings and that they would be a burden to others. I remember this so clearly. I was just starting my physical wellness journey and I just finished a really intense group workout. I was spent. I was spent physically and also emotionally. I literally collapsed to the ground gasping for air. Not to be dramatic, other people were as well. But the floodgates just opened for me. I was ugly crying, tears and sweat, the whole thing. It was a weird mix of endorphins and unlocked pressure. This super kind girl walked up to me and asked, "Are you okay?" And what did I do? I wiped my face and took a shaky deep breath and said, "I'm okay, I'm okay." She looked at me sideways. Obviously, I was not fine. She knew it. I knew it. I wasn't okay. But in that moment, the idea of admitting that I was struggling felt like I'd be dumping my whole life story on her. I didn't want to overshare and I was afraid of being a burden, so much so that I shut her out entirely. Looking back, it would have been okay to just say, "This was a lot. I'm proud of myself for being here, but it was hard and I'm hurting right now." That truth wouldn't have been a burden. It would have been a bridge. But instead, I built a wall. That's the trap of the I'm fine flex. We think we're being selfless, but we're actually doing a disservice to ourselves and our people. We create negative walls where we should have positive boundaries. A positive boundary is like a signpost. It tells people how to love you. It says, "Hey, this is where I'm at." It actually helps people know where they stand with you. But a wall? A wall is just silence. It's "I'm fine" while your energy is screaming something else. By pretending to be super chill, I was denying the people who loved me a chance to actually know me. I was giving them what I thought was the recipe for success in friendships and love. However, it was just a cardboard cutout of Chelsea instead of the real thing. It's hard to connect with someone when you're constantly bumping into their "I'm fine" armor. I thought I was being easier to love, but the truth is, people can't love what they can't see. But now, I practice that unbreezy life. Not in a demanding or aggressive way, but in a way that whispers, "I'm okay, and it's okay to have needs." And let me tell you, the freedom is addictive. It started out with small stuff. You know that group chat struggle? Everyone's asking, "Where should we eat? Where should we go? What should we do?" For years, my response was, "Anything's fine," or "Whatever you want's good," even if I had a preference. Now, I say what I want. I'll say, "Actually, I really want Mexican food tonight." Does it always work out? No. But that's not the point. Sometimes we end up getting sushi anyways. The shift isn't about getting my way every time. It's about the fact that I said it. I stopped filtering my preference through the lens of, will this annoy someone? Being honest about what I want, even something as simple as a restaurant, has made me feel so much lighter. I'm not carrying this silent resentment of eating food I didn't want just to be easygoing. I'm just being me. And if you can believe it, my friendships are even deeper. And I've been able to remove myself from tables with people I shouldn't have been sitting at in the first place. Due to realizing I'm enough and it's okay to speak my truth, life's gotten better. And in some cases, it seems that people like me even more now that I have an opinion and I'm being completely honest. It turns out, being a person with preferences and a real opinion is more fun to not only be, but to be around. It's way more fun than being a blank slate without feelings or desire. Who knew? The best part of this whole thing, now, when I actually say I'm fine, I mean it. Because I've stopped using those words as a mask, they've regained their power. My friends and family can take me at face value. If I say I'm good, they don't have to scan my face for hidden cracks or try to read between the lines of my negative energy. There is such a deep rest in that authenticity. I can go to sleep knowing I wasn't performing today. I wasn't faking the vibe just to keep the peace. I was just present. I realized that being a burden was a myth we tell ourselves to stay small, when in reality, the people who love you want the weight of your truth. They want the real you, even if the version of you is crying on the gym floor or just really wants a taco. So stop being breezy and start being breathable. Stop wearing that suit of I'm fine armor and start being a person. You are allowed to speak up. You are allowed to have a specific craving, and you are definitely allowed to be not fine. Because once you stop pretending, that's when you actually start living. And trust me when I say that living as who you truly are out loud is way more fun. As usual, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for joining me in vulnerability and trusting me with your time. I'll see you next time.